It's a beautiful day to tax the rich.
Progressive advocate Rebecca Balin spoke at the rally held in the April sunshine outside the Capitol and just below the windows of Governor Cuomo's offices. Many of those who spoke have had run-ins with Cuomo, including Assemblyman Ron Kim, who has accused the governor of bullying him and threatening to destroy him, something Cuomo has denied. Kim says the $4.3 billion in higher personal income taxes for New York's millionaires and billionaires and a hike in the corporate franchise tax will help correct income inequality.
It took us a couple of steps toward liberation this week. That's what this budget is about.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris, who has had a long-running feud with the governor, says that he and the others hope to next time implement a higher capital gains tax and an inheritance tax on large estates.
We've only just begun, so strap in and get ready because we have a lot more work to do.
Senator Robert Jackson celebrated the plan to fulfill the 2006 court order in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case and fully fund the state's poorest schools. Jackson was a plaintiff in the original suit nearly 30 years ago.
Whether you're rich or you're poor, everyone is guaranteed the opportunity for a sound basic education here in New York.
Cuomo opposed the additional taxes, saying the rich will leave the state, and he's argued that he already fulfilled the court order on schools and didn't need to spend more. But the governor is facing a number of scandals, including sexual harassment charges and a federal investigation into whether he hid the number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. The final budget more closely resembles what the legislature wanted than what the governor desired. Cuomo, in a presentation on Zoom, offered his take on the spending plan. He praised programs that will provide rent relief to tenants and grants to small businesses hurt by the pandemic.
This budget is certainly the most robust, most impactful, most important budget that we have done in this state, I believe, in modern history.
And he says he's not concerned with the higher taxes on the wealthy because he believes that Democrats in Congress will work with President Joe Biden to repeal the imposed cap on deductions of state and local taxes. They were imposed under former President Trump and are known as SALT. A repeal is not certain, however. Cuomo is putting the brakes on a $2 billion legislative program. It would give stimulus checks to undocumented workers who are unable to obtain the federal monies. The governor says he's worried that the undocumented workers will commit fraud, and he wants the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, and Attorney General Tish James to review the program first.
Until the Attorney General reviews and signs off on the program, we will not implement the program.
A spokeswoman for the Attorney General says James is reviewing the request. The legislature clipped the governor's wings in his proposal to build 10 new office towers around New York City's Penn Station, including one that would be taller than the Empire State Building. The governor will be limited to using the $1.3 billion earmarked for the project to improving train transportation underground. Cuomo says the plan, combined with other infrastructure proposals, including revamping airports and throughway rest stops, will still have a major impact.
It will be large. Because we need large-scale development.
Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, criticize the budget as taxing and spending too much. State GOP leader Nick Langworthy, in a statement, said the spending plan will contribute to the accelerated decline of the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.